Hey everybody, it's your girl Coach Yolanda Brooks, and I have a phenomenal woman here with me today, and you are listening to I Am Becoming. Listen, I have Melissa Bluedorn. She is the CEO of TCS Consulting. She has a BS in psychology and an MS in industrial organizational psychology. In order to further her experience and expertise in education, she is currently enrolled in a doctoral program to complete her PhD in OI psychology. She recently resigned from her position at Princeton University to run her business full-time. Possessing a diverse background in corporate management, business development, Marissa has been empowering women to think outside the box for over 20 years. Her initiative, idea, and methods of discipline have been the key to her success in guiding others to reach beyond their personal limitations to maximize their performance and potential to succeed. Marissa's fire and passion for life are infectious. Her youthful flair enables her influence to span generations. Marissa's current initiative includes her nonprofit organization, Bridging the Gap, which strategizes for student success. BCG's mission is to give options to young people through leadership development, building self-confidence, through training, improving public speaking through Toastmasters International. BTG restores hope to ensure students that success is within their reach. That Leadership Academy is projected to launch in 2021. Marissa's published works include Taking Center Stage, This Is Your Life, Own It, The Ultimate Leadership Style, We're All Leaders, Maintaining Your Superhero Status, and a real parent's perspective, and Sweetheart Before I Say I Do, her perspective on intimate relationships, today's dating culture, and selecting your partner for life. Her work also appears in Words to Inspire You, the sixth volume motivational and inspirational book series. Welcome, Queen. I'm super excited to have you.
Oh, I'm super excited to be here.
Yes, we have so much to unpack because you are a woman that is of many trades and skills. So thank you so much, because I'm excited for my becomers to definitely hear your story of your own becoming and what you have planned next. So I want to jump in a little bit. So thank you again for featuring me in your April issue of Own It magazine. It was such a privilege and an honor. It was my first magazine feature, to be exact. So it's pretty dope. Yes. So I want to know, what was your motivation for starting Own It magazine?
Well, you know what? I work with a lot of entrepreneurs. Many of them have been in business, but have not been really running a business, so to speak. And I'm pretty sure you're familiar with that. Every year I do a personal, professional, and business development conference. It's an annual conference. And the magazine back in 2000, and I believe it was 16 or 17, I decided that during the conference, I really wanted something really nice to give out to the participants. And when I solicited to different companies to have their catalogs or their beautiful magazines, they told me everything was online, that they didn't do print copies anymore, that I should, you know, tell them, to, you know, tell my participants to go online and use a link. And so that wasn't good enough for me. So I actually designed the magazine myself and found a company to print it, a magazine printing company to print it. And therefore, it was called, first it was called Take Center Stage for the conference. And then it evolved in 2018 and evolved into Own It, because my business, the revelation of my business and really the ideology, the mindset behind TCS Consulting is Take Center Stage and Own It, your life, your career, your business. And the Own It part is the real stepping into the fullness of authenticity. I own it, the good, the bad, the ugly, and indifferent. It's all you. So there's no way that you can separate yourself from it. So the best thing for you to do is just settle it and say, I love myself and all that I am becoming, and own it and rest in that. And so that's when it went from just TCS, the TCS conference magazine, to Own It in 2018. But this past, last year, I was in a car accident. It was just right before the car accident, God was really telling me I was trying to just drive Uber and Lyft. A lot of people are like, you're sharing that story? Yeah, I made a good $85,000 driving Uber and Lyft. So when you look at people who are driving, don't look at them like, oh yeah, you driving Uber and Lyft. Some drivers make even $150,000. The beautiful thing about that being a business for yourself is that when you go home at night, when you turn off that app, that's it. It's a done deal. You don't have to deal with following up. Like now with my business, I got to follow up with paperwork. I got to have meetings. There's a lot that comes with it. So I drove Uber and Lyft knowing that I was going to be finishing up my PhD. And I did not want all of this pulling from me while I was doing my study. So last year, in about 3 days, last year, someone ran this stop sign and hit me head on, totaled my car out. Wow. And so I had just launched the Own It magazine monthly. I had just launched it. I had just released that July 1st, the first monthly issue of the Own It magazine. Well, God had a plan in the background. And so I didn't really realize his plan was going to be like this. And so I ended up taking it from an annual issue to a monthly issue. And because my presence online has always been motivating, always focusing on leadership development. My methodology and mindset is you are the CEO of your life. It's time to make executive decisions. And so every time I would post, it was always about leadership, motivation. No excuses, get it done. I'm that kind of a coach. I don't want to hear the excuses because life happens to everybody. Do you have a goal? You set the goal, get it done. You know, you have to be like an athlete. You have to be able to jump the hurdles. You got to weave, duck and dive. You got to do what it takes because there's always going to be something to legitimize you not getting something done. And so you have to be able to navigate through that. And so, you know, with that being said, it was just like, you know, started the Own It magazine. It took off at this point. Like I was saying before we went live, the Own It magazine is now an Own It magazine publishing company. We manage 13 magazines that are monthly issues. And we have a projection of the possibility of having 16 of those magazines. And so Own It was really to highlight those individuals like yourself who've never been in a magazine, who may not ever have the opportunity to be in a magazine. We also work with entrepreneurs and professionals who aren't really magazine ready. They're not ready for the magazine, but we help them to get ready. And ours is just the stepping stone to preparation of what's next, leveling up for them. And so we're a cost-effective, inexpensive way of marketing. You're not just featured inside the pages in the magazine. Own It loves those people that we feature. So we take them outside of the pages and onto our platform. The beautiful thing about us growing and expanding is now you don't have just access to one magazine and one platform and one network. Now you have access to 13 of them because when Own It Publishing brings on a magazine, it is the mindset that we transfer. It's our culture that we make sure that every magazine understands that we are a network. That means that each person who is featured in any one of these magazines, it is our ultimate goal to ensure that feature's success, that they have an amazing experience, and that they walk away with a return on their investment. So we will do, if we have to cross-pollinate, put you in another magazine, you know, get you exposure here and there, we do it. So that's the magazine. And we look at not only just businesses, but also those individuals that are in our communities that are doing community work. Sex and human trafficking, we support those platforms. Domestic violence, we support those platforms. Like you mentioned, the youth program, we support youth development. And so all of those things are also captured in the magazine as well.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal magazine. I love how you have the digital invite and stuff every month. So it's super amazing. And I also want to segue a little bit into, I know, like, What five tips would you give someone wanting to start their own magazine or that are looking to get exposure? Like, I know that's your area of expertise, is that side of the media, but I know like people are always asking me, because it's also kind of sort of a part of what I do as a coach, is get
Absolutely.
you media ready and stuff like that with the image coaching. But from your aspect, I want to know what five tips would you give someone who is looking to kind of go into that field, or maybe get their own magazine, but then also kind of if you're in business and you're looking for that exposure, what could you tell us about that?
Okay, so tip number one is start. If you haven't done so already, start taking quality images. Take quality pictures. Even if you know, some people say, oh, you shouldn't use your phone. Well, you got to start somewhere. And the biggest thing with me and coaching is with my clients, I try to ensure that they spend at least money and expenses as possible, because with a startup, it's going to cost you a lot of money. Everything, certifications, taxes. There's just so much being a part of different organizations that are required for you to substantiate or authenticate and validate your business. There's different organizations, you got to pay them membership fees. So, with what I always do with my clients is I try to make sure that cost is minimum as possible. So get you the selfie stick, get you the halo, take quality pictures, do the timing of pictures so that you have a chance to position yourself and pose before your camera takes the picture, so it doesn't look like a selfie. But make sure you have quality headshots. Have images of you in action. We need to see you engaged in what you do, so that validates that you're actually doing it. Sometimes if you are a speaker and you don't have any pictures of you at a speaking event, go to a local hotel. Borrow their podium, stand in front of the podium with your use their projector, have your logo, have whatever up behind you so that it looks like you're presenting until you're at a point where you can actually present. So that's images, right? Social media, you got to become present online. You cannot be a secret. You have to, if you don't like social media, sorry, the only way that you're going to make it, the only way that you're going to create a customer base is by being on social media. And you have to be a subject matter expert. Even though you may not have the years of experience, it doesn't matter. Speak online and present as someone who is an authoritarian in your industry. Give out tips like I'm giving you here. Post tips. Go and get motivational quotes that align with your industry. Put them out there. Be a constant presence online. You also want video. Today, people want to see you in action. They want to hear you directly. You have all of these do-it-yourself videos, either on Instagram, you have them on YouTube. So, you have them everywhere. So start learning. Remember to be authentic to yourself. Let people see a little soft side of you. Don't always just be in your lane of what it is that you do, but also let them see what are some of the social things that you do. And be very classy and tasteful about that. People want to see that you do other activities outside of your business because, believe it or not, they feel like they know you. Believe it or not, they feel like they're they're your friends or whatever. And you want to make sure that they have at least a little bit of the social side of you as well. And those are pretty much, when I'm looking at magazine quality and then I didn't do research. With my contributing writers, so the Own It magazine has contributing writers. They're subject matter experts. Either they're subject matter experts in the area of publishing your own book, self-love and self-care, which is really mental health and wellness, psychology. I have mindfulness instructors. We have organizational development instructors, HR professionals, and they speak to their industry. And so what I recommend that you do if you want to start your own magazine, you're gonna need content. Content is king, queen, and you're gonna have to give them content that they can apply and see a return on their investment. So you're gonna write an article. I don't recommend that you go any more than a page or two, and do not go more than two pages. Some people are writing many books and it's like nobody's reading all of that. So you want a page to two pages at most when you're writing about a different particular topic or DIY, do it yourself, DIY, do it yourself. You want to do that. But you have to have content, and don't be the one who is the one who's providing all the content. That's where partnerships come in, so that you have a balance. Just like I said, I have HR professionals, organizational development specialists. I have health and wellness, physical fitness. Why? Because it gives you a balance. We speak to the holistic person. We speak to the person themselves. We speak to them from a perspective of what they're going to do with their career. And we speak to them from a perspective of what, if they want to own their own business, how to own their own business. So think about your platform and your vision for your magazine, and begin to look in your network to see who can help you strengthen and make you, give you that quality balance that you need to start your own magazine. I design our magazine. So myself and I have a design team, we design the magazine. So you're going to have to either know how to design and find your different software to use to create your magazine, or you're going to have to find a designer to design your magazine. And then you have to decide, do you want to do this every single month? Because it is a lot of work. Do you want to do it every single month? Do you want to do it every quarter? Or do you want to do it annually? You know, those are the things that you have to take into consideration. I like doing a monthly issue because it keeps you engaged regularly and routinely with your audience. It keeps you present with them at all times. And it also gives your contributing writers, or what I call your commercial, your people, your business owners that have merchandises, products, and services, it keeps them in front of your audience on a regular basis in order and with the intent of them making sales. So when you have merchandisers who are promoting your mag, you want them to sell, like we want your book to sell. So we want to make sure that we are promoting you on a regular basis in the author's corner. If you're an author, we want to make sure that we're promoting you on a regular basis in the Own It magazine page on Facebook. So those are the things. So you want to make sure that you have a well balance of subject matter experts, as well as merchandising, products, goods, and services that you promote in the magazine. And you just have to determine on whether or not, you know, how much do you want to, you know, how much do you want to balance from that? I can tell you, in running my magazine, I made triple what I made working for Princeton University.
That's amazing. So those are all really, really, really great tips. We are going to take a break and we will be right back with the fabulous Marissa.
Hey there, it's Lady Raina. I have a new podcast coming up, Let's Talk Healing, that will air on Fridays at 10 a.m. where we get to continue the conversation on health and healing. That's hashtag CTCHH, continuing the conversation on health and healing. Meet me there, Fridays at 10 a.m. Let's talk.
The Like Sunday collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. Our collection is a one-stop shop. Whether it's a woman looking for her favorite product line or a husband looking for his own favorite product that he steals from his wife's collection, or you could be shopping for a gift, the Like Sunday collection is your new favorite one-stop shop. The Like Sunday collection is a world-class hair care company. Our products are multi-universal and multi-ethnic. Our luxury products are 100% sulfate-free, paraben-free, formaldehyde-free, and DEA-free. Our line of products are the best of the best, from our ingredients to our premium platinum virgin 12 gray A hair. We are the Total Collection. Shop the Total Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury, at thelikesundaycollection.com. You can also find us on Instagram underneath the Like Sunday Collection.
The Like Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. We are the Total Collection.
Hey everybody, it's your girl, Coach Alonda Brooks, and we are back from break, and you are listening to I Am Becoming. We have the fabulous Miss Marissa Blue-Rone, and we are talking about how to capture your media coverage and what you need to do to get your content together, to get magazine exposure. So welcome back, and thank you for being here today.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. My goodness. I get excited talking about this stuff.
Yes. I want to get into a little bit about why was it important? Why was your mission important to do BTG? I know that the youth is definitely very important. And I definitely talk about, you know, making sure that we get them back on track and as well as we empower them to lead. So I want to know, why is it also passionate to you?
Well, I come from my own experience as a teen and adolescent and my own, in my own life. And, you know, just the challenges that adolescents face, you know, peer pressure, that whole identity crisis period that teens actually experience. And so that's why it was important for me to create, it is BTG, Bridging the Gap, Strategizing for Student Success. That the foundation has not launched. We went right into the pandemic and I'm finishing up my doctorate. So in doing so, it has been postponed. It probably won't launch until 2023. But I did start a part of the BTG program with Toastmasters International. I am a distinguished Toastmaster, and I began to work with students. So Toastmasters International has a youth leadership component to it, which is perfect, and which I've braided into my approach with BTG, along with Carnegie's leadership development program. And so it teaches our young people public speaking. It teaches them leadership skills within this 12-week program. And it teaches them how to do peer-to-peer evaluations and feedback. It teaches them how to run a meeting officially and formally. And so my experience being a young person was not enough adults or community direct involvement in helping you to find your way. So, you know, my conversations at home with my parents, primarily with my dad, was all about politics. With my mom's, it was more of a hands-off approach. She really talked to us about moral values and convictions. It was never really about academics, nor was it about planning for the future. And where I see myself today as one who, at 52 years old, pursuing my PhD, I'm only 5 classes away from finishing that. I've published well over 12 books myself. I'm running a magazine. Now I'm at running a magazine publishing company. I'm a distinguished Toastmaster, not just a Toastmaster, but distinguished. I'm always going after the highest level. And so with that being said, I realized that, oh my God, I didn't even realize I was such a high achiever. Why didn't I realize that earlier? Because it was not being discussed with me. My natural gifting, my natural talents, they were not being discussed with me. They were not being cultivated or supported. Now, I don't say that to say, oh my God, I had such a negative life. No, I didn't. Actually, I had a very adventurous life. My daddy's a Black cowboy. So unlike most kids, you know, Black kids, I had more exposure to horses, horseback riding, acres of land. I really had a very adventurous childhood. But when it came to my academics, my future, and aligning with my purpose and design, that was absent. And so what I really wanted to do with young people was to ignite that conversation of, you are the CEO of your life. It's time to make executive decisions. And the earlier that these young people are intrigued and engaged to start thinking about their future, and not only just thinking about it, but strategizing, right? Strategizing. The sooner that they know about the resources that are available to them in their middle school to high school areas, the sooner they'll be successful, the sooner that they can take their future into their own hands, especially when you have parents who are hands-off parents or parents that just don't know. They don't know what to do with the child. So my passion for BTG is to really, really help young people take their destiny, one, awaken to their destiny, and then two, take authority over their destiny so that they can be intentional with their lives. And so that's, you know, that's my heart behind the BTG, Bridging the Gap, Strategizing for Student Success. That is the heartbeat behind the foundation.
Yeah, that's amazing. They definitely, our youth definitely need that. So I definitely can't wait till you launch that for sure. So I can definitely help and roll up my sleeves as well. I want to know briefly, because we're getting ready to wrap up a little bit, what advice would you give someone who is waiting but wanting to leap into their becoming?
Well, I always say, you know, and the beautiful thing about my degree, so my general degree is, my bachelor's is in psychology, and my specialization for my PhD is industrial organizational psychology with a specialization of executive leadership coaching. And in that leadership coaching and developing a leader, I always, you know, it's my practice, my ideology and methodology to say, do the exploratory work. You know, if you don't know, you know, what your calling and purpose is, you need to start tapping into something. Start asking the questions like, what makes you tick? What ticks you off? What do you see wrong with the world? And you feel like you have a solution to it. Don't do that exploratory work. And don't worry about being perfect. Don't worry about figuring it out, feel it out, and feel how you align with it. And once you start feeling it, you're connected to it, and it's really becoming a drive and a passion for you, then you need to align with it. I have to say, I'm a believer. I'm crazy for Jesus. So when I don't know something, I cry out and I ask God, show me. You know, I remember many years ago saying, Father God, show me the plan and strategy you have for my life. Show me the plan so I could see it, make it visible, make it clear. Release to me the strategy, because you know the plans, Jeremiah 29:11. You know the plans you have for me, but I don't. And I need those plans revealed to me in such a way that they're so clear that I get it and I can run with it. And so that has been the combination for me, is just do the exploratory, stop waiting, do the exploratory work, start being conscious, heighten your self-awareness, start being conscious of what's going on around you. What's triggering you to be very upset? Because 9 times out of 10, what's triggering you to be very upset is probably in alignment with your purpose and your calling, so that you can take care of the issue, so you could be the answer to the problem, and then you could start feeling good about it, right? Because when we're upset about it, like, I'm upset that my parents didn't know how to show me the way. So instead of sitting around saying, my doggone parents didn't show me, no, guess what? I know that that's a problem and it needs to be addressed. So because I'm passionate about it, now I can go and I want to help these young people. It's not like I have to, it's I want to. So I want to see them succeed. I want to see them successful. Same thing with my clients and coaching them in business and career. I want to see them succeed. So my drive, my passion, it's not, you know, what I do all day. It's not work. I enjoy it. And so when you align with your design, you begin to really, really begin to enjoy the life. Even though what your work has called you to do upsets you, you find joy and pleasure in it because you're bringing the answer to it. You're bringing deliverance to the problem. And so I say, you know, start doing the exploratory work. Jump in, start doing the work, and don't worry about being perfect. That's why I said, own it. The good, the bad, the ugly, and the different. Don't worry about being imperfect. God will perfect that. As you do, you will perfect it. As you do the work, you become more. It's just like a new job. When you first start the job, you're all awkward, you're all uncomfortable, right? Yeah, sometimes you're embarrassed because you don't have the skill set or the competency. You got to ask a gazillion questions. You got to lean on people, especially if you want to don't want to lean on people. You got to ask for help. But guess what? When you stick to it, you become proficient. You become master of it. And you could do it with your eyes closed. That's the same thing about your life and navigating through it. When you go through the rough spots, I always say, when you press through the mess, you get to God's best, or you get to your best. And so that's what I say. Don't worry about being perfect. Fall down all you want to, because the wise man who falls gets back up. You know, you can get back up. You can dust yourself off and keep it moving. But evolve and embrace diversity. Embrace growing and enhancing, and embrace being uncomfortable, being stretched.
That's good. Where can everyone find you on social media to connect and engage with you?
I'm really not good with giving out social media handles. So this is what you do. You know my name. You can see the spelling. It's M-A-R-I-S-S-A. The last name is Bloedorn, B-L-O-E-D-O-O-R-N. That is a very unusual name. Just Google me. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Facebook. You find me on Instagram. You'll find me on Twitter. So you can find me.
All right. That's good, y'all. Definitely connect with her. You can definitely, she's definitely a very informative woman and definitely very helpful. And you definitely want to be connected. Listen, you know, you can always find me on Facebook and Instagram under I Must Become the Number One. Listen, you can definitely always beat me here every Sunday at 3 p.m. to leap into your becoming. And you know what I always say, don't do anything for man's approval, but do everything with man in mind, because we are all an intricate piece of the puzzle. I love you and I'm waiting on you. I'm anticipating you to take the leap and leap into your becoming. Peace.
Aww, awesome.